supply. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store and Meadowlark restaurant, still searching for the lost pearl. Listen.
Well, now, think good and hard, Abner. Did you move the pearl? Did you put it in some different hiding place?
Lum, I've told you 1,000 or 100 times I never.
Well, now, think hard. Did you?
No!
All right. You don't have to shout. I can hear.
Lummy, you keep asking me that same question over and over again. You drive a man clean out of his mind.
Well, there's been lots of times when you've hid something in some new place and then couldn't recollect where it was at.
Well, I never done it this time. Fur as I know, that pearl's right back there where we put it. Right there in that matchbox behind the bucket of lard.
Did anybody else know it was there?
Fur as I know, they never.
You never got it out and showed it to Cedric or nobody, did you?
I never showed it to nobody.
Did Doc Withers know it was there?
Not unless you told him he didn't. I never told him, I know that.
Well, I'm sure he didn't know. I asked him and he said he never. That's one thing about Doc, he always tells the truth.
Oh, why, sure.
He's forgetful, but he is the honestest one, human I ever knowed.
Oh, he's honest, yeah.
Well, I reckon the only thing to do is just start searching again.
Well, where else can we search, Lum? We've been over every inch of this store a million times now.
Well, just have to keep looking in the same places. Might have overlooked it from us.
Well, I don't see how we could have did that. I think somebody stole it, that's what I think.
Well, that's possible, but I don't know who it would be.
Gene Carroll was in here with his woman Lena this morning. Don't reckon he would have taken it.
I don't much think he did.
I know if he had a suspicious look on his face.
Did he join up?
When he went out of here. And they was back there looking at the Lord, too.
Well, them Carrolls has come from bloodied stock. I don't much believe he'd take to stealing.
Well, he was back there. He bought a sack of flour, and he was helping his woman put it up on her shoulder.
Now, if old Jake was with him, he'd have took it.
Yeah.
He was honest in every way in the world, just as honest a man as I ever know, but he would steal. He would take things.
Yes, he would. Fact says they run him out of this country on account of his belief, you know.
On account of his belief?
He believed all the hogs running loose around here was his, and that was his
old
brother.
That's right. I did hear that.
Don't reckon Squire Skimp could have did it, do you?
Well, how could it be him? He wasn't in here no time yesterday.
He'd have figured it out some way, Lum.
Look, Abner, we know the pearl was here yesterday morning, because that's when we put it in that hiding place. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
And nobody was in the store at that time.
No.
All the breakfast customers in the restaurant had left, and it wasn't time for the lunch customers to start coming in. Doc wasn't even here when we put it in there.
No. He'd went out to see Mr. Johnson's goat, I recollect that.
Well, let's see. Then he come back after a while and helped you put up some grocery orders.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Walford, the lawyer, showed up.
Yeah.
And that's when we first discovered the pearl was missing. When you went to get it out to show it to Mr. Walford.
You don't reckon that fella Walford could have stole it, do you?
Well, I don't know how he could have. He was just in here a few minutes before we found out it was gone. And he wasn't near the lard buckets none of that time.
No, he sat right up here.
I don't see how it could have been him, no.
Mm-hmm. I just don't trust that fella any too much longer.
Well, now, Abby, you ain't got no reason to say that.
He just done too much talking. His jaws was flapping from the time he come in here till he left.
Well, all lawyers does that, I think. That's their business, talking.
Yeah. Seemed to me he was mighty anxious to take our case when he found out how much that pearl was worth.
Well, that's natural. Figured there'd be a bigger fee in it for him. After all, that's the way he makes his living.
Well, I just don't know. I suspicion him, that's all.
I will admit I'd rather had one of them lawyers at Squire and Grandpap Ford.
Oh, yes.
By having my druthers.
Yeah, I don't like that fellow.
But under their circumstances, he's the best we can get. Or could have got. If we don't find that pearl, nobody's going to need a lawyer at all.
Well, except us. We'll need one to get out of jail.
Out of jail?
Why, sure. When Squire Skimp finds out what happened to that pearl, he's bound to have us arrested for stealing it.
What for?
Huh?
He can't have us arrested for that. I don't think. We never lost it on a purpose.
He'll figure out some charge, Lum.
Well, if he does, I'll habeas corpus him like he ain't never been habeas before in his life, I'll tell you that.
Well, I hope you do. Serve him right. Habeas him twice.
Well, come on, let's get to searching again. Maybe it might have rolled down a crack in the floor or something.
There ain't no cracks in the floor over there, but that lard. They're mostly over on the other side of the store.
Well, it might have rolled plumb over there. Come on.
Well, all right. I think what we ought to do, though, is just get the town marshal over here. Have him bring his bloodhound and start tracking down the varmint that stole it.
That bloodhound of his couldn't track down nothing. Uncle Henry Lunsford has to lead him home every night or he'd get lost.
Yeah, he's the only dog I know that's got a C&I man to take him around. But I still say, wait a minute, there comes Cedric. Reckon what he wants now. Maybe he can help us hunt for the pearl on.
No, better not even mention it to him. I don't want nobody to find out it's lost. Not just yet, anyway. The trial ain't till Thursday. That gives us 2 days to find it.
Well, then you better not tell Cedric, and he blabs everything he hears.
The doc's promised not to mention it to Granny, ma'am.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Kirk. Howdy. I'd like to get a Lumberger, please.
Lumberger?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, why don't you wait till noon, Cedric? The cook stove ain't very hot right now.
Oh, no, ma'am. I'd like to get it right now, if I could.
Well, Cedric, you surely ain't hungry now. You ate breakfast, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am. But I'd like to have you fix up that Lumberger right away, if you don't mind, please, ma'am.
Well, what do you think, Lum?
And say, when you make it, will you fix it into the shape of a heart?
Why, sure. A heart?
Yes, ma'am.
What in the world do you want that for?
Ooh. Nothing.
Okay, boy, don't you?
I want it for,
Well, come on, Cedric. Don't stand there and twist and squirm like he's being pestered by a wasp. What do you want it for?
Ooh, Clarabelle. Now I said it.
Clarabelle Seastone?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
I wanted to give it to her for a Valentine.
Well, this ain't Valentine's Day.
I know it, but she always gets so many Valentines on the regular day that she never even knows I give her one. This way she'll know it.
She sure will. You walk up to her and hand her a Lumberger and ask her to be your Valentine.
Could you put mustard on it?
Well, we don't generally put mustard on Lumberger, Cedric.
Well, I thought maybe you could spell out something with the mustard. You know, something.
Oh, like they do on them cakes.
Yes, Mom.
Well, what do you want spelled out on it?
Oh, let's see now.
What? What is it?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas?
Yes, Mom. I forgot to give her a Christmas card last year, so I thought I'd take care of her thing at once.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you, Cedric, we'll make it up for you, and you can drop back later and pick it up.
Yeah, you better do that, Cedric. We've got some other work we got to do right now.
Well, what?
You be sure and do it, though.
Yeah, we will.
Make it pretty.
Uh-huh. So long. No, boy.
Well, come on. We better start hunting again, now that we got shutting in.
Oh, wait a minute. There comes somebody else.
Dad, blame
it. Oh, no, it's all right. That's just Doc.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe he can help us.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Howdy-do.
Hello, Doc.
You found the pearl yet?
No, we ain't.
You're going to hurt yourself jumping in here and start talking before you get the door closed that way. Doc?
We've hunted all over this store, but we ain't seen hiding a hair of it.
The goat's better.
Huh?
Mr. Johnson's goat seems to be feeling a little better now. I just out there getting some medicine.
Well,
he'll be all right.
Well, good.
He gave me a new pipe.
The goat did?
Mr. Johnson.
Oh!
Nice fella.
Wondered where the goat got the money.
He hasn't paid me anything on his bill, so he gave me this pipe. Nice looking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Haven't got it broken in yet, of course.
Yeah, that is a dandy. Yes, sir.
Takes time to break in a pipe properly. Best way to start out is just put a little tobacco in the bowl and smoke that first. Do that several times.
Yeah, I've heard that, yes.
And never smoke it out in the wind until you have it well broken in. Haven't found the pearl yet?
No, we sure ain't.
Would you mind lending us a hand, Doc? We're going to make one more complete search of this place.
Yes, glad to help. Just a minute here. Let me light up my pipe. Try it out again.
Where do you want to start in looking this time, Mom?
Oh, I don't know. Over in that corner, I reckon.
Hey, have you fellas got a match? All I seem to have here is an empty matchbox.
Yeah, I believe I got one here, Doc. Just a minute. Let me look in my pocket here.
I think the way we'll do it this time is for you fellas to start.
Wait a minute, Doc. Where did you get that matchbox?
There?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't know. Found it in my pocket. Don't know where I picked it up.
Look, Mom. That there box is just like the matchbox we had that pearl hid in. Look at it.
Granny's it is, ain't it?
So I sure it is.
Did you pick that up here in the store, Doc?
Well, I don't know. I just found it in my pocket.
Wait a minute. Doc, you helped Abner put up some grocery orders yesterday, didn't you?
Well, now, let's see. Yesterday?
Yeah, you did, Doc.
Was there any buckets of lard in any of the orders he put up, Abner?
Yes, Steve. What all did we put? I know yesterday was. Mrs. Blevins' order. And Doc, you was the one that put that nut, too.
Granny, then that's where you must have got the hold of that matchbox, Doc. Over there behind the lard bucket. Now, think hard, Doc. Wasn't there something in that box when you picked it up?
Well, now, let's see.
Look in your pocket. Search every one of them. Come on, look through them.
Yeah, think, Doc. Concentrate. Wasn't that pearl in there?
Well, no, I don't remember seeing the pearl. Well, now, let's see. I do remember noticing that a pill got into the box somehow.
A pill? A round one?
Yes. And you see, I had a box of pills in that same pocket, and the box come open, and one of them must have worked its way into the matchbox.
Doc, that weren't no pill. That was the pearl.
How's that?
Hurry up. Get out that matchbox. Box of pills. That's where the pearl's at.
The box of pills? You mean that box I had in my pocket?
Yeah, yeah. Where is that? That's what we want.
Well, now, that's out at the Johnson's place.
Huh?
And I fed most of those pills to Mr. Johnson's goat. He's feeling much better now.
Well, he ought to. He's just taken a $4,000 dose of medicine.